guests on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island USA Wrap Up. We are here talking about Love Island from July 28th, 29th, and 30th. I'm Kirsten McInnes, joined as always by a sweet baby angel of a human, Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
I'm mad. No, I have mixed feelings on this batch of episodes. I actually felt like we were on a little bit of a, a little fun streak towards the end there. And then I have thoughts on this public vote. So we'll get there. But overall, get to close out Casa Amor, the good and the bad. So excited to talk about that. And luckily, once again, have a great guest to discuss it with.
Yes, absolutely. So I was just talking with this guest before you joined, Scally, saying I think this is the only stretch of three episodes so far where all three episodes have been good, in my opinion. And I'm excited to break it down with Trey J. Jacob Jones is here. Hi, Jacob.
Hey, I am smiling. I am gleeful. I am joyful to talk about this amazing series, to talk about some of my favorite people on here. And I'm excited to talk to y'all. I'm like hype right now. I'm like sweating under my shirt.
Oh my God.
I always do that though.
As opposed to on top of it.
I'm here. Wait, I should have put on my bathing suit, like my swim trunks.
You should have.
Yes, for this audio podcast, you should have definitely worn some trunks. You could just tell us that's what you're wearing. But you could just say I'm in swim trunks.
Yes, I am wearing swim trunks.
There we go.
Oh, good. Okay. So perfect. That makes three of us.
Yeah, me too. Okay, so this grouping of episodes was like end of Casa Amor and a little bit more like Villa Itself drama. Jacob, what have you thought about the season so far?
I think this season is really good. It's hard for me not to compare it to season two, which I thought was literally an amazing season. But I've been thoroughly enjoying this season. I love just the different storylines that we have going on in the villa. I love the supporting characters that are adding to the main characters. I love the messiness. I love the people like Cash. I like Charlie. Did I say I love Cash?
Yeah,
you did.
Okay. Yes, I do love Cash. I love Shannon. I love Olivia. It's just like so many people in here that I feel as though bring a lot to the different dynamics, and I appreciate it.
See, and the problem with Jacob Jones is that he's too nice. So that's the main issue here, but it's fine.
Do y'all not F with it?
I feel like most of this cast is bad. They don't bring anything to the table, but that's
wait,
fine.
You also don't like Jeremy. And
Jeremy is the worst. No, Jeremy's the worst man in America. No. Jacob, stop it.
No, you stop.
No, okay? You listen, stop it.
I think he's so freaking funny since Florida Love. I have like since he uncoupled with who's that one girl that he coupled with like at the beginning?
Amy.
What's her name?
What's funny about him? Amy. What has he done that's funny?
Okay, I think in just his side things about like when he's interacting with the boys, some of his commentary, I like think, oh dang, Jeremy's funny. I get a cackle out of what he says.
I know
he can come across as a jerk off, but I sometimes laugh and think he's a funny guy.
Oh my God.
He's been funnier this week specifically.
Yeah, but we're laughing at him, not with him.
Yeah, like a little bit. But I think that there have been so many other people that are on my nerves that I'm starting to forget about how much I hate Jeremy, to be honest.
Mm-mm. Sorry, I'll be taking on the rest of this podcast solo. You two can go. I'm hanging up.
No, Kristen, I be looking at your tweets. And I'm like, oh my goodness, is she not? Because like, you cannot, like some of the things that he says, even when him and Cinco did the little handshake thing, like the psh, in today's challenge where they like dapped each other up. I thought that was hilarious. I'm like, yo, Jeremy, I kind of F with you a little bit. Gives me a total Callum, Caleb, Connor vibes from last season. I knew it was a C. I knew I just had to get there.
You got there.
But I'm like, I'm enjoying him. I mean, he's not my favorite by any means, nor would I cast a vote to save him, but I do enjoy him.
Whatever. Okay, so Casa Moore is sadly coming to an end, but we did on Wednesday get a little bit more information from both villas before the recoupling. There was a cute interaction with the boys where they're all talking about the girls they like, and Cinco was like half a foot away, and he's like, wait, why'd you start without me? I did think that was cute.
Very relatable. FOMO is strong.
Yeah, it's just like you. Everyone was lit. Everyone has been encouraging Cinco to go for cash in this whole batch of episodes. So that's where they're at.
Which at that point, at the beginning, it did. I was very annoyed. I was just like, no, you've seen what this dude has done to the girls who y'all call friends in this thing. But this is also the, I don't know if it's a dichotomy or what, between like how the girls interact and how the guys interact. You know what I mean? Like guys, it's like, oh no, you effed over that girl 10 times. No, go back in for an 11th time. Mm-hmm. But the girls are like, no, you effed over, like you got effed over one time. Don't go back for a second time. And so it's just a different parallels that we see.
Well, yeah, it's different when our friends get effed over versus when our friends F other people over.
That's fair.
We also get a conversation on Wednesday where Olivia is like struggling the whole episode to decide if she should go back single or not, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Wild. And she's like, I think I'm just someone's like self-sabotaging. She's like, sure, whatever. I don't know why she was looking for the excuse to go back single. She says she's like, you know, 50-50, not sure on Cam. I don't feel like there was ever anything there. She didn't want to bring him back into the villa.
She was lying.
Yeah, obviously. And says that like what she's looking for is not in the villa. But I also don't think she was talking about Corey or anyone in particular then either.
No, she's a liar.
She's talking about Slade.
Yeah.
Ew. Gross.
R.I.P. Slade.
Not R.I.P.
But that moment did, I think I'm a new Olivia. No, I've been a kind of Olivia fan, but this did annoy me just because I'm like, homegirl, I'm still kind of pissed off about the whole Giovanni situation. But you guys already beautifully talked about that. And so I still have that lingering bit of like, to her, but I'm like, homegirl, you're kind of doing this to yourself. And I didn't get the tears at that moment, but you know, I came around to it.
It just makes me so mad to think that you could be single going into Casa Amor and then be like, I'd rather stay single. What idiocy is that?
Did you just want her to pick anyone from the lie? Like, even if she didn't have a connection with them?
Yes. Bring someone back, at least, because then you have the chance to try and build a connection with someone, or you're at least, like, throwing them a lifeline if you're so, like, content with not succeeding in Love Island.
Exactly. I'm just like, either are you just resigned to going home? Were you playing the game and thought that the Islanders that were single after Casa Amor were going to have immunity from the vote, and so you were trying to play that way? Or, like, what's the case? Because can you not put yourself in, like, those four guys' shoes who were sitting in quarantine for who knows how long before they had to get into the villa? And then it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, no one in this house is interested in you. We understand that you're here. No one is going to speak to you. And go home. You have no shot of getting in the main villa. Like, just bring them along for fun. I'd rather have another friend in the villa. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, like, it's not like she was going back to someone or being loyal to someone. She was just going back to be alone.
It wasn't even, like, Kirsten and, like, Carrington,
which was also idiotic.
Yeah, very misguided, but like there was the like smallest shred of logic there that I didn't agree with. But Olivia's just like, I'm done. It's like, okay, then go home.
As she should have 2 weeks ago.
Okay, at that point when the whole votes happened, actually I was rooting for Olivia to stay. TBH, I really was. I know, right? But I think. So I get what you're saying, and they're like, okay, just bring some money in. Should she have brought the dude that, you know, was, so if I'm just looking at the guys there, right, who am I going to pick? She didn't have a really connection with anyone besides making out with homeboy and a challenge and not really outside of that. And I mean,
and whose fault is that? She didn't talk to them.
Okay. But if you're not, so, okay. So I'm asking you, you're hearing me?
I'm hearing you.
So if you're not feeling me, I can't even put that into perspective because it's kind of like, wow, it's like, you know, I mean, you would feel me. okay, I don't know another analogy to use, but like,
Jacob, even if we weren't getting along, if I had met you in Casa Amor and I was single in the regular villa, I'd bring you back at least because you're funny.
Okay.
As long as I didn't, there was one choice on the board and I didn't actively dislike them, I'd be like, eh, let's go. Like, go ahead. Okay, take your chance. Like, good luck. It didn't work out for me. Maybe it works out for you. Good luck.
It's called manners.
It's called Southern hospitality. She's from Alaska. But see, if you're from Alaska, if that's like under the United States, wouldn't that be Southern or no?
What? Please explain. Please explain.
Wait. Oh, okay. I was thinking, what's the planet, what's the country under the United States?
What do you think it is?
I thought Alaska was the town down under. What town is that?
What do you think it is? Okay,
I'm confused. So, I thought it was Alaska, so that's what I was going to say. If she's down from the United States, wouldn't that be Southern?
I have a serious question for you, Jacob. Now, sometimes on maps of the United States, they show Hawaii and Alaska kind of next to each other because they're not in the continental U.S. Do you think that's where Alaska is?
Like the islands?
Yeah, do you think Alaska is an island?
Over Hawaii.
Yeah, I thought it was like a little, you know, little sliver of land. I don't know where Hawaii is.
Alaska is bigger than Texas.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about, is Hawaii bigger than Texas?
No, very much not.
Okay. Wait, where is Alaska?
It's attached to Canada.
It's up, attached to the very northern part of Canada.
So she's from Canada.
I mean, no. Not really. She's still American.
Okay, I have one more question for this. If Alaska is in the United States, why is it not with us?
Well, because I believe that it was purchased from France. And then the United States refused. It's not the Louisiana Purchase. Okay. I think that was probably regarding Louisiana.
Oh, good. Good logic.
Okay. You said purchase. Okay. Well, whatever country is down there, it starts with an A. I don't know where. I thought it was Alaska, but apparently not. No, she's not. Okay. Now it's not Southern hospitality.
This will be going on the RHAP social media.
Let me look it up.
Jacob, I just sent you a map.
Wait, what is the country underneath us?
That's Mexico.
No, it starts with an A. It's a country that's at the bottom of the world. What is it called?
Oh, well, Antarctica? That is not.
No.
Yes.
What is the country that they say, oh, it's down under?
That's Australia?
Yes. Okay, where is that located?
On the other side of the world.
Okay, I'm putting this down. Whatever. Okay. Y'all do what y'all do. We got it.
I'm buying Jacob an atlas for his birthday.
We're done with this topic.
Okay, well, anyways, geography corner is over. That was a real indictment of the Texas education system.
We'll get to a few questions with the laid bare of people who don't exactly know how things work either.
There's also, you might not remember, but on Wednesday, Isabel was still in the picture and she was very confused with Corey and just wants clarity and to understand. But Corey's like, I don't know, I'm 50-50 between you and Leslie.
Yeah, he's like, Isabel's not opening up at all. So like, what, was she just like, you're picking me and that's it? And then never spoke to him again, because she seemed very forward about what she wanted and her intention. But was there no follow-up conversation? Did she just hang out with the rest of the new girls? What happened?
I'm wondering the same thing. And I was kind of pissed at Corey, because I'm like, I just didn't like the way he kind of handled that, which I feel like, I was about to call it Priscilla. Isabel, I I mean, we only saw, you know, what they wanted us to see. But I feel as though she's smarter, and based off of her emotions at the Casa Amor, at the Casa Amor recoupling ceremony, she was very emotional. So I feel like she went in with that type of mindset. So she came in very strong. And I'm like, did you fall off, or is Corey just being a jerk off where he's been jerked around like this entire like time in the villa, and now he's trying to do it to you? Is this like really like pissed, not jerked around, but like whatever, you know, toyed around with?
Yeah, we get it.
I don't know. I don't think Corey knows how to talk to women.
Yeah, I think Corey's not doing so great here. And we even see like his conversation with Leslie. She's like, if you have someone that you want to pick, like pick them, like feel free. You really should explore what's best for you. And he's like, I feel like we had a good talk. And she's like, if you have anyone else, just anyone else that you want to pick. And so I don't know with Corey. It's very confusing to me. I think probably him and Leslie connected on a friend level, but as soon as they're then back in the villa, it seems like nothing's there. They don't ever really speak. So I don't get him.
I mean, that night with cereal, that was a cute moment where like they snuck out to the kitchen, had a bowl of cereal, was talking about bagel rolls and cereal. And that was cute, but we saw no like physical affirmation of like Corey's thoughts. Like, oh, I'm going to pick Leslie when we go back in. It was like, oh, she's a cute girl. I feel like, you know, the producers may be like, oh, yeah, pick her so she can, you know, F with Cinco when they get back in. But I'm just like, it didn't make sense, Corey. Use your brain. You've been like mugged off numerous times in this villa. Like, start. Like, you know, don't make me dislike you. I felt bad for you at the beginning. Then I wanted you to stay, you know, and then now I'm like, I could care less. But I do like you with homegirl, other homegirl. We'll get you later.
With other homegirl.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, exactly. One of us. There's also like lots of conversation at both villas of like Cash and Trina talking about how they feel about Cinco, Cinco talking to the guys about how he feels about Cash and Trina. And that's the one thing that I found was like really dragging in these three episodes, because it's like, it's gone on so long, I no longer care. Like, Skelly, what's your feeling on the current state of the Cash, Cinco, Trina, Charlie situation?
It's been the only storyline of the season almost. So at a, like, yes, I am bored, but also at least we had a development, like something new is happening with it. So I'm not, you know, dying for more, but when there's not that much other drama going on, like I'm excited to at least see that like the shoe's on a different foot. And as they said, like Cash is the main character now.
As she has always been the main character, but I understand what you mean.
She really has. She really has.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Olivia also tells Cam that she feels like they do bond and click, but she can't see anything else happening. So, I guess she's going back single. I wrote in the notes, oh, this bitch is out of the can.
I could just like hear you in your thoughts saying that as she wrote it, this bitch is out of the can.
Like, I don't understand. I have no patience left for her. Like, she was given a second chance in this villa that she did not deserve, and she is squandering it.
Could have been. I mean, now she's not.
She still is, because she's not actually into Corey, and he is not actually into her.
I think it's, even if it's a small little crush, let them have fun, let them fool around. I think they have some sort of feelings for each other. It was weird, and I'm not delusional to this point, where it was weird of how like she came back in and went directly to him and said like, hey, I have feelings, when we saw no indication of that through the entire rest of the season. I feel like when you see her in her confessional and she's kind of giddy, she probably is playing up to the cameras, and the producer said, hey, you better get your ass together or you're getting out. And she's like, okay, let me put it on to the 10th degree. But I like the little, you know, the zooms into the Corey and Olivia kisses, because Corey kisses very aggressively and Olivia's like kind of big lips are like still like trying to like, I rock with it.
I have a little bit of a theory. If you look at who was saved by the public vote last week, and we know that public votes can sometimes have an impact on what goes on inside the villa, i.e. Calvin going back to Moira last season. You did see the three couples that were saved. The men were Will, who Olivia already has tried, and that's not happening. Josh with Shannon, that's not happening. And Corey. So if Olivia, who already found herself in the bottom with a personality like Giovanni, is not as popular, going with some rando from Casa Amor is really not going to gain the fans like attention. So you know what? Corey looks great. He may save me on a vote or two. And I don't think that is totally irrelevant here.
Well, little does she know, this vote is on single men and women and not couples. So hold on to your hat, Olivia.
I think I know why I like Olivia. And I'm gonna try to explain it to y'all.
Is it because you're attracted to her?
I think Olivia's fine as hell. I really do. I think she's beautiful. Do you not?
No, she's everyone on the show's hot. It's Love Island.
Okay, yeah. I think I love her relationship with Cash, and that elevates her for me. I like their friendship. I liked Operation Heartbreak or Heart Attack. I like that. And I don't think Olivia has done anything like by herself that has been like, oh, I'm a stan Olivia, which I still don't stan her. I just like, you know, I like her. I enjoy her. But I think her relation, the people who she attaches herself with, I root for so hard. But, like, I like the people that they're with to also like raise up. And so yeah, that is probably why.
It's almost like she's doing that on purpose because she knows she's not likable. Interesting.
Well,
interesting how the most boring, Olivia, idiotic woman on the season is attaching herself consistently to fan favorites. It's just weird. Huh.
Olivia, if you, like, whenever the show ends, if you come back and you watch, are you guys like the number one podcast for Love Island?
I don't know where we're at right now. We're up there. But I don't think she's still listening after I just called her an idiot, Jacob.
No, and as you have been calling, I think she stopped at this point.
she made it all the way up until now, but this was the cutting on the cutoff.
Fine. I don't need her download.
Sorry, babes. You're going to get a nasty review from her mom.
Oh, good. No. Do it. At me. At Kirsten said what? At me.
Yeah, at Kirsten.
Yeah, I don't care. Let's fight.
Not me.
Yeah, no, don't at him. It's fine. Scally doesn't want the interactions.
That's fair.
What were you about to say, Scally?
I was going
to
say, what was your last defense of Olivia? Or was that it?
I think that was it.
That's fair.
I like Olivia. She has not done anything by herself to make me like, oh dang, like this, you know, this girl is, you know,
one of my
favorites. But I do like how her friendships are with people. I just really enjoy, specifically with Cash. And I just enjoy that. So that brings her favor in my mind.
I can understand that because I have always said that I am a big fan of the friendships on the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I enjoy it. Now, Kirsten, what's your excuse? I'm joking.
I already have been clear about my thoughts and emotions.
You already aired your grievances.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What else is going on?
I mean, the only thing for me before the recoupling at this point is where Will says to Josh, like, and he's been shown to struggle a little bit between he doesn't know what he wants to do in past episodes. And then he says, basically, like, if I picked Flo, I would be a hypocrite. And Josh is like, yep. And I think that was definitely a factor for Will here.
Because before that, Josh is going on and on about how if their girls pick someone else, then those girls are hypocrites and it would be horrible. And Will's like, but so then if I brought Flo, like, would that make me a hypocrite too? And Josh is like, yeah, it would. Like, what are you thinking?
Oh, Josh.
I was definitely surprised by Josh when Casa Amor happened. I'm surprised for him in the best way. Because leading up to Casa Amor, we saw his conversation a while ago with Shannon. And it was like, got into that kind of fight tiff before Casa Amor when he was like, I don't really know. Like, she still doesn't trust me. And I felt as though in that moment, Josh was looking for a way out. And I was like, oh, in Casa Amor, this boy's going to horn out, you know? but he actually kept the horniness in. And I was like, oh, dang, you know, look at him. And I think he, you know, realized, oh, damn, like, I actually really, like, I'm starting to love, he didn't say this, but I feel like he's just starting to love this girl. And, but I was so convinced that he was looking for a way out of that relationship because Shannon was quote unquote, like being too much or nagging, or he's saying like, oh, you haven't shown, given me like a thing to trust you in. And in my mind, I feel like Shannon gave, sorry, I want to go into detail about this because I have not got my thoughts out about this conversation. So just run mm-hmm. with me, please.
Okay.
But when Shannon was like, if y'all remember when Shannon was like, well, if another person comes in here, my head is not going to turn. Like, I'm going to be like with you and I don't need anyone else. And Josh was like, well, I'm still going to like give them the time. And, you know, to, I want to get to know them and things like that. He would not give her a clarifying answer about like, no, like I want to be with you like at the end of this entire thing. And I was so pissed at that moment because I love Shannon. And I was like, Josh, like just give Shannon the affirmation that she is seeking in this moment to make her comfortable of your feelings, and he didn't give her that. And so I was like, this dude is looking for a way out. He's looking for any bit of, you know, conflict that he can stir up. Just like, okay, I'm out. Like, you were too much. And I'm so proud that he kind of stuck, you know, stuck with his penis in his pants and didn't really horn out in this, in the villa. And so I was definitely 10 hand claps to my boy Josh.
Yeah, I'm also really glad he didn't horn out. So, okay. So the recoupling. So I think, Scally, I didn't keep track of what we predicted. What did, were we close?
Not so much.
We thought that Cinco would pick Leslie, right?
Thought that Cinco would pick Leslie. We thought that Will was going to pick Flo. We thought that Corey was going to pick Isabel. And, you know, I stand by. That's what they should have done. Yeah, all of them should have done that.
We made the right choices and they made the wrong choices. So Josh stayed loyal and Shannon also stayed loyal. Jeremy picked Jenny. And there was a very funny reaction of Shannon being like, oh, poor boy.
Poor boy. I was waiting to dig into that comment. I was like, yo, what? Because that was the only, like, I wish it was a confession, like, right after Shannon walked in, of like, that she looked over to the girls and saw homie Genevieve over there. Mm-hmm. I would have loved that. But the oh boy, poor boy comment sent me through the roof.
I cracked up. Olivia came back alone, like a moron. Cinco and Trina both stayed loyal, which I really just don't think this was the right move for them.
Trina being like, I understand that they both stayed single. They did not stay together. They did not choose to couple back up. Like, I understand that that was the function that happened because they both stayed single. But Trina's like, we left on such a bad note, and I feel like this is only going to make us stronger. And I was like, it's not. It's not. You're already done. And you're just looking like a fool actively by giving this conversation. And I felt really bad.
Yeah, I feel bad for Trina.
I'm so nervous.
Like, you do? I feel bad for Trina. Trina's just a nice lady who has no business being on reality TV. Why, like, she should just go home. I hope she has a great life off of TV.
Yeah,
I feel like she does. I do agree that she, I do agree with you that I think Trina, and I didn't think this at the beginning when she kind of took, when Cinco went to her, when he was with Cassie, I was like, oh, Trina, F out of here. But now, like, we're just seeing a different side, and I feel like, oh, I just feel so bad for her in certain ways. And I do think she's, like, one of the nicest girls in the villa. And I do think she should go home. Like, after the conversation with Cinco, I think she should have just, like, you know, I'm not going to find, I'm emotionally disconnected from this entire experience, and I'm not going to find anyone else. And I think she should have thought she should have walked.
Yeah, well, because the thing is, like, she already had a situation at the start of the season where she kind of fell for Jeremy, and he, like, did not go for it really, but he kind of let her on a little bit. Then she had the whole thing with Cinco, and then Cinco picked her and then wasn't sure and then now didn't pick her, and it's like, there is nothing else here for you at Love Island. Like, you need to go home and heal. Like, there is nothing else.
It sucks. She doesn't get the experience that she thought she was going to get, but, like, it's game over, because unfortunately she's not going to move past this in the villa.
She's not going to be open to new people in, like, an authentic way.
For sure.
She was going to be, like, the main girl, like, in the, when we got the cast release, same, and the little promo videos, I was like, oh, she's going to be, like, the main girl, like, that it girl. And not saying I'm, like, disappointed, but it's just, like, a different surprise of the type of relationship dynamics that I thought we would have. But, Trina, isn't she a nurse, too?
Yeah, like, she has, like, her life together. She doesn't need this aggravation.
Mm-hmm.
We need to go in there and give her a hug. Honestly,
she needs a hug. She does, a group hug.
Hopefully she gets voted out.
Oh my God. Hopefully she chooses to leave, I think. So then Corey picks Leslie. Cash brings in Charlie. Will and Kira stay loyal? And the episode ends with Shannon telling Kira, hey, I think you might need to talk to Will. Like, he looked really nervous. And then him being like, we need to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get Flo crying to Will. Like, I feel so bad now that I see her. And Will's like, really? Like, we're going to be friends forever. Like, are you? Like, I get you are on the same reality show, I guess. But otherwise, I don't know about that. And so Will, right move, pulling Kira aside. But I don't know that he handled this conversation the best either.
He tried. So yes. He goes in, you know, like, I told you that I'm always going to be honest with you. So I have to tell you about, like, my connection with Flo. Like, Flo came straight for me. We had good conversation. She's really interesting. We kissed, like, multiple times. Like that kind of thing.
It was when he's like, oh yeah, we shared a bed and we kissed in the bed. Actually, we kissed right here where we're sitting too. I almost like fell off of the couch being like, you don't have to just tell her about every place that you kissed, especially the one that you're sitting in now.
That was so uncomfortable. That was like, and he said it kind of jovially, like, oh yeah, we did it right here. I was like,
when she's like,
I was also so frustrated with him during this entire, like, I do not like Will at all. At all.
Yeah. I go back and forth.
He's a fuckboy, but they all are, so.
But, like, that's what I want on Love Island in general. At least a couple.
Yeah, you're right. There's nothing wrong with him being, like, a fuckboy on Love Island, but he's doing it in a weird way. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I liked the voiceover guy goes, oh, so cheating is cool as long as you're honest about it.
I knew that Kira, like, the way she was going to get over it was going to be so easy peasy. Like, I knew, like, Will was not really going to bump into any roads. And I was like, I want someone to stick their stiletto heel in his ass and really get him together.
Oh, my God.
I was really hoping. Doesn't that sound kind of, like, invigorating? Like, sticking, throwing a stiletto heel and, like, hitting someone's ass. I don't know.
I think that would be Shannon that will be doing
that. Yeah, Shannon is ready to do that too well. I think the thing is, though, is, like, first of all, you are on Love Island. It has only been a couple of weeks, and I don't think they've actually said, like, oh, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So, though they do have pretty much, like, an understanding of exclusivity, I don't think they've, like, straight up defined the relationship. So is that even really cheating? Like, he's still being shitty, but, like, they hadn't talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't think, even if they did, honestly, this is just for me, even if they did, you know, say, oh, boyfriend, girlfriend before Casa Amor, to me, I would not think it was cheating if, you know, I went to Casa Amor and, like, did what I did and then came back. I honestly would not think it's cheating. Do you think that's weird?
Jacob, if you told me you were my boyfriend and then you went to Casa Amor and kissed another woman in bed, it would be cheating.
Wait, you actually think so?
If your boyfriend and girlfriend, like, if you've defined, like, if you have defined so the relationship as exclusive,
is my follow-up.
I just think it, I mean, even if you put, you know, that name, the name is Q for the villa, but, like, who knows what's happening when we get out of here. I just think you've been in there for 3 weeks, even though I may be, you know, committed, quote unquote, to you. And, like, even I say boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm like, yo, we know what type of game this is. And mm-hmm. we know that different twists and turns can come out of it. So even though it will be a shitty thing to do, it's like, is this actually cheating or is this, you know, just playing?
I feel like it is cheating, but I don't really hold it on the same level as, like, cheating outside of the villa just because of how long that they've known each other. I'm just like, you kind of rushed into things too fast anyway. So
to me, it is only cheating if you have determined that you are exclusive. Boyfriend, girlfriend, talked about it. I'd like, whether it's ill-advised to define the relationship that fast, that's not my business. That's up to each individual couple to do.
Sure. Mm.
But if you say that you're someone's boyfriend, then it's cheating for sure.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, for me, I had more of an issue with him saying, like, oh, I never even considered Flo. And it's like, yes, you
liar.
Did.
Oh, yeah,
like, you did.
Like, you literally said you didn't know which one you wanted to pick.
Mm-hmm.
I wish there was a messy ass dude in there, like on the guy side, like just like looking out for the women. And because Kira went to Josh to gain like, you know, confirmation that Will was a good boy and that Will still, you know, was going to choose me. Mm-hmm. And I wish there was a dude that was like, nah, homegirl, that dude was slobbing her down and he was going to choose her. He was on the brink of choosing her. I wish we got, Leslie or Genevieve like came up to, wait, okay, I know what I do wish. So I wish Flo wasn't crying as she left. And I really wish that she should have said, like, on her walk-off, Kira, he wasn't that loyal to you, baby. I wish that something like that would have came out of her mouth. Like, because I do not like Kira and Will. I don't know if it's because they were, like, Instagram buddies before this, and I don't feel like I want to be played on Love Island with you trying to rekindle something, or, you know, I don't like that. I just don't like them, and I want the worst for them as a couple. And so I really wish that Kira would have made like, oh girl, he wasn't that loyal to you. He was grabbing up all on this ass or something like that.
Yeah. And I also like how when Shannon is getting upset with Josh for not sleeping alone in a bed, Josh is like, Will was all over this girl all of the time. And then suddenly the next day when Kira goes to Josh, he's like, oh no, he was a good guy. It's like, okay, I guess you've chosen bros before hoes, but I see you, Josh, and I know you're trash.
Well, see, for me, the Josh and Shannon conversation, first of all, very funny that he's giving her the tour of the villas if she's there for the first time. And then, first of all, clocks it like, was Kira miserable the entire time? Yes, she was. Mm-hmm. And I really was dying as soon as Shannon is like, someone slept in my bed. He's like, well, Will did worse, and like rats him out immediately. And then Shannon drops the like, what about the extra bed? Josh has no excuse. Just sits there like staring at
her.
That
was so annoying.
He's like, hey, laying straight, like I didn't do anything. And she's like, yeah, but you could have had another bed. Like, what are you doing?
Do you think he's wrong?
I don't think it really matters. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
It's not like he was kissing a girl on the bed. He was just kissing Leslie to see what the fuss was about.
He was just sticking his tongue down all of their throats in the challenge as an excuse.
Yeah.
Just that.
But wait. I don't think this depends on if he's wrong. He's absolutely right in this situation. Like, he's not wrong to the 10th degree of this.
Yeah, I don't have a big issue with this. Yeah, I have a bigger issue with stuff coming later, but not with this.
Yeah, this, whatever. Cinco and Trina basically like have their final breakup. And then this is where Olivia and Corey say that they're into each other. They think, and Corey's like, oh, it was news, but like, there's definitely something there. No, there is not anything there.
I'm not skipping past the Trina and Cinco breakup, because it was so incredibly cringy. I felt so bad for just like, this is literally what is said, where she's like, do you want me? I want you to be happy. I will ask you again. Do you want me? I do care about you. I want what's best for you. Do you think you're best for me? Honestly, I don't know. Like, he doesn't want you. Stop asking. Like, it's so embarrassing.
Dude's really ain't shit. Dude's really ain't shit. Like, stop that asking. Moment, I was like, damn. Like, Cinco, you are such an ass. You are literally such an ass. But even Trina, I mean, if you're like having this deep feelings for, I get why she kept doing it, but it was a clear like, homegirl, nah, this ain't for you. This ain't your portion right here. But I was like, Cinco, you are really an asshole.
Well, right, it was.
And I was like, ugh.
It was so cringy from her to ask seven times, but especially from him, he knows the answer and he's constantly wanting like, oh, well, we would have like gotten together if only Cash had opened up. It's like, you can't even tell Trina that you're not interested in her 5 weeks after having no interest in talking to this woman. Like, just tell her. She's asked you 57 times in one conversation and you can't get the words out of your mouth.
Yeah, he sucks. He's been the villain.
That's
his finest moment.
No, not at all. And so I like, from this moment on, Trina is so petty and I love it so much. She's like, yeah, you know what? You don't deserve me. Like, okay, good. From this moment, Trina shooting up the rankings for me right here.
Yeah, that is true. I definitely wanted Trina to give him hell. Like, I was like, give him hell.
Get him, girl.
He's been doing too much. He's been hoeing around in this place. You know what I mean? Slap around a few times. I feel like Cinco will like that, TBH. So.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah, so Olivia and Corey are lying to themselves and each other and us about being into each other. That's true. Sorry, Jacob. I hate to break it to you, but they're lying to you and you need to like get ready for that.
I they're like kind of, yeah, I don't think Olivia's likable. Corey's boring. Corey's also a little bit funny. He's gotten funnier. But I was like, okay, like even though we are haven't seen anything and Olivia could be trying to stay, and she kind of made that point of like, I don't want you to think that I'm just like have no more options. And if I wanted to do something, I would have came up with the guy from, you know, Casa Amor. But I'm not as disliking them as
she said that if she just wanted to be with someone, she would have brought someone back from Casa Amor. All it did was expose that this was premeditated.
Okay, I do think that is
partially that, but for me it's a later conversation between Olivia and Corey where it's like, please Olivia, tell me how you're into Corey. And her thing is like, she goes on and is like, Corey's everything I've ever wanted. It's like, what? You've never spoken to this man. I've never seen you speak to him on the show. And she's like, well, you talk about how you want to go to Egypt after the show. I'm like, oh my god, let's go to Egypt. I could totally go to Egypt. Like, that's not what you found a relationship on.
Lots of people would like to go on vacation. Like,
I would love to go to Egypt. I have no interest in dating Olivia or Corey. Like, I would love to go to Egypt, but no. It's so stupid.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she said it's always been there for him. So, you know, or is something, yeah, sure. Something's always.
Well, that's what she said to Will a week ago. Like, word for word.
I'm trying to defend my sis here. You know what I mean?
He's Olivia. Not your sis.
Olivia, I'm trying. Olivia. Are you family shaming right now?
You know what? Yes, I am. Okay, then we get like a very extended conversation between Cash and Cinco about like, basically Cinco is like not saying anything still, but Cash is like, do you like me or should I go be with Charlie? Like, I don't like, what do you want? And he's doing the same thing he did with Trina of saying literally nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cinco again, can't get five words out of his mouth. But at the same time, like, Cash like laid it out for him. She was like, look, I like Charlie, but is he you and I? No. And at that point I was like, poor Charlie. Like, I feel genuinely bad for him at this point. I know he knows what he was getting into, but for it to be like, I would give it up, Charlie, up and everything for you. Are you into me? And Cinco was like, I don't know. Like, I felt bad for everyone involved at this point. It was just like not a good conversation, was not going well, continued from Trina. I don't know if he was just still shaken up from that, but not a good look for almost anybody here.
I
didn't like this. I was very annoyed with Cash during this conversation, because at this point I was like, be done with Cinco. You have Charlie. But I do agree with her that the connection that Cinco and Cash do have, I don't really see that with Charlie and Cash. I mean, it's only been like a couple of days at that point, and it hasn't been like the whole 2 weeks or however many weeks they've been in there. But I was very annoyed at Cash. I'm like, stop pulling teeth with this man. Like, if he actually wants to like be with you. And I do think Cinco was frazzled, dazzled from Cash walking down. I think he was emotionally shut off. And I don't think this was, you know, he woke up in a jovial mood, but I was just like, Cash, stop pulling this man's teeth to admit that he likes you. And like, you need someone that will do it like Charlie has, you know. Mm-hmm. Come in, sees you, wants you, and that's all you need. But
and it took till the end of the conversation, like the line of, so watch me be happy with another guy because you're not willing to fight for me. First of all, great line. Seems to have woken him up a little bit, followed by like more Olivia Rodrigo driver's license playing. Very happy with the scene overall. But like, it felt like that should be the end of the story almost for them. Like, I tried. And you clearly are not willing to fight for me. I need to move on. Literally. And unfortunately, that was not the end.
And it should have been. Thank you. Mm-hmm. We also get just like little scenes before the next morning. I do like Shannon being so mad at Will. I do really like that.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah, I am up and down on Shannon, but like this is one where I'm happy.
Yeah, I don't love her, but I do love how Maggie is at Will, because then the next scene we see of her is the very next morning talking to Trina about how Will's head got turned and how she like doesn't trust him or like, yeah. Like I love that she's so consistent about being angry with Will for Casa Amor when Kira's like, oh, I'm over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
like even when Will and Kira have their conversation, he's like, Shannon's just so mad at me. And she's like, yeah, I don't know. I don't even care. I don't know why she's doing like Kira's making every excuse in the world for him. And at a certain point, like been in this situation where like you don't love your friend's significant other, but like if they're not willing to do anything about it, then you can't do it for them.
If they are not ready to hear it, they're not ready to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, yeah. I don't like Will and Kira, so I was like down with his head. What did Wendy Williams say about Britney Spears' father and mother-in-law? Oh, yeah, did y'all see that clip?
Oh yeah, like death to all of them.
Death to all of them. Oops.
Oh Lord. Oh Wendy.
Not saying I wish that for Will, but wink, wink.
Oh my God. Yeah, for legal reasons, that was a joke. Josh and Kira then have the convo that we already talked about where Josh is like, no, Will was great. He used the weekend to test the relationship. Like, it's good. You have the same intentions. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. No, don't worry. He knew Flo wasn't interested in anything long term. So even if he did like her, he couldn't have chosen her over you. Like, Josh, shut up.
Like, yeah. Josh is a whole idiot as well. Then so Cash goes to Charlie and is like, oh, you're the one, you treat me so well, but also doesn't tell him about the conversation that she had with Cinco.
Mm-hmm. Yes, decides to wait for quite a while. I don't know, she's correct here in not asking for too much, asking the wrong guy. Like, yes, you finally figured it out. Yeah. Charlie's ready to be here for you, and then we don't see them talk for hours.
Well, yeah,
but because even in that whole dialogue, like Charlie, I just don't see it. Like, I like him, and and when him and Cass came down the staircase, I was like, dang, like I really liked him. And when he was in Castlemore, I really liked him, but I just feel like he is like somewhere else. And I do agree with which we saw in later episodes of like, is Cass, you know, maybe to quote unquote too much, and not even in a negative way, but just in a more like personality versus personality way. But I just don't see Charlie being it.
I think Charlie came into the show knowing Cash was a fan favorite. Mm-hmm. And he made his decisions based on that. He did come into the show already with more followers than most of these people. And yeah, I think he wants to grow that.
I just feel like if he's there for like only because he wants to be with Cash because she's a fan favorite, he would be trying harder. Like, he is like, if you want to be with Cinco, then that's fine, but let me go, basically. Like, he's not actively being like, don't talk to Cinco. I want to spend more time with you. He is very much like leaving it up to her. I'm going to give you your space. And if you're going to very clearly be favoring him today, then like, I'm going to pull back.
Yeah. And guess what? Everyone else who's tried to like get any sort of clout has like tried to force issues and it hasn't gone well for them.
True that.
I don't know. I'm going to be like, have the guard up with any person that comes in for a fan favorite on the show, but I don't have any, what was his name? Isaiah vibes with Charlie at all at the moment.
Okay.
I don't have Isaiah vibes, but I don't trust him at all.
I like Broadwell better.
Well, he's a man on the show, so I didn't think you would trust him.
Oh my God. Anyways, Cinco asks Kira what to do. And Kira says, you know what you want. Don't back down. Mm-hmm. She's like, get your claws into someone and never let go.
And the thing is,
she's done.
I don't think she's wrong to give the advice. Like, I think for Cinco, like, get your feelings out there or you're gonna regret it. And also, like, you would rather do it now than in three days, 5 days, a week and a half. Cinco's like, actually, Cash, I want to pursue you again once you've already started things with Charlie, because this will drag back up. Cash will question everything and we'll be right back where we were. So let's get it out of the way now. Go talk to her.
Yeah, that's true. That's also, Shannon and Cash have a scene where they sing together.
I love the
friendship of it all, but I think that song was too long.
I loved that moment. I was just like, nah, nah, nah. I like loved it. So I tried to rewind back to see exactly what they said so I can sing it for you guys on here, but I didn't remember it.
Next time.
Actually, thank you for that. We also get Corey and Leslie talk, but it really just feels like there's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
I think Corey's trying to push Leslie to Cinco so he can just vibe with Olivia.
Yeah, I've seen people even question if Corey like picked Leslie as a favorite of Cinco. Like, you can look good, but also I'll bring her in for you. But it's like, I don't know that Corey is just actively giving up on even one more chance to help out Cinco here.
Yeah,
to give him a third option.
I think that Corey's had a hard enough time. He's not trying to do anyone else favors.
If anything, like, Cinco, you bring in a girl for me, so I have two options.
Literally. Then we get Cinco and Trina again. And I hated it. I hated it so much. But Trina did a good job of being like, you got to figure your shit out. You robbed me my experience here. You suck, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with.
And Cinco goes, I appreciate the experience. And Trina goes, I don't. Which I love.
Again, petty. I like it. I'm always going to be up.
I like the pettiness, but I didn't agree. Like, I just didn't agree with Trina's whole like sentiment of like, you robbed me of this whole experience. I didn't agree with that.
No, I think he did. He's definitely the villain in all of this because he's too afraid to tell anybody how he feels at any time.
Okay, but to his point, Cinco has definitely effed up, and I won't die on that hill. But this is Love Island, where you're coming and you could be feeling two different people and your mind could be boggled. I've never been in that dichotomy of like, oh, dang, this person over here. I have feelings for both. I don't know what to do. So I can only imagine what the hell he was going through. And Trina, you kind of signed up for this. You was with Jeremy. You wanted Cinco. He chose Cash at the beginning. Then you wanted, him back. And then, that whole thing happened. And so I'm like, he did not rob you of your experience. You robbed yourself. And after the uncertainty that he was giving you, you should have just walked away. To be quite frank, I feel.
Well, like, it's funny.
She has power in this.
It's funny that you pretend like you're not actively between Taryn and Kirsten, but.
No, we all know he's picked Taryn. It's fine. I've come to terms. Hey,
have I?
But, I don't know. I feel like it was a mutual robbing of the experience. Like, he has not made things clear enough, and he has like held her on the line just long enough where she like gave up Kasim or she gave up everything else. But I don't know at what point that he could have let her go and Trina still would have rebounded during this experience either. So, like, yes, to a point, but she pursued him at the same time. So not great, unfortunately.
Anyway,
literally.
Cinco sucks. And Trina's like very upset by this. Olivia is, checking on her. Cash is checking on her. And they're really nice. And they move Trina's dresser next to Olivia's. They'll sleep in the bed together. Cinco can sleep alone. I do think messing up Cinco's bed was like, for what? I thought it was like a cute moment where they went and moved the dresser.
It was a very cute moment. And I loved now Trina and Cash. I mean, like, they had kind of like that sister kind of hood at the beginning, but it kind of failed because of Cinco mess. But I just love that rah-rah, like, I got you girl energy that they were both giving off in that. It's like, let's put all the BS behind us and just like have fun with each other.
What percent is Trina actually concerned for Cash? And what percent does she not want to see Cinco with anyone in the villa?
That's I also, think two things can be that. True.
Which is why I was asking for a breakdown.
I think it's 100% of both.
Yeah, I wonder. I it does seem like, and I'm enjoying that we've gotten back to them seeming to have a pretty good friendship in the villa, because I did like the moments that we had between the two of them early on. But yeah, I do question, because she even says to Cash, like, I don't know how you did it. I cannot look at him at all, let alone with you. So I don't know that she is 100% pure intention, but I get it.
I mean, I feel like when Cash and Charlie walked down, we saw that big old smile come on Trina's face, and part of me was like, is she happy that, you know, Cash found someone, or, you know, that she knows this may be a tumultuous situation with Cinco, and that, oh, Cash is taken. I'm the only option for Cinco at this point. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely kind of can see both being true in this instance, but I'm here for both, to be honest. I'm here for her wanting Cinco to pay and, you know, to die lonely. And I'm here for her, you know, looking out for Cash. So, you know, to a certain extent. But yeah, I agree with Carson. Both can be true. And I think both are true.
Perfect. We also get Corey and Cash talk about the Corey Olivia situation. Cash tells Corey to kiss her. And then Olivia comes up. Corey and her talk. This is where she brings up that he wants to go to Egypt, and so does she. And then they make out, and it's whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, I like seeing kissy face.
Yeah, climb into Olivia's bed. Oh, we just moved Trina in there too, so climb over her and then get to Olivia. Like, okay.
While you have Leslie in your bed. Oh yeah, God, I forgot about that. Dang, yeah, I don't know if I can do that no more. Dang. No, you and Leslie have not shared one pucker of anything. I mean, yeah. Mm-mm. I was dying.
Yeah, it's a lot, but whatever. I hope that they're happy, I guess. Then we get Jenny and Shannon just basically talk about how they had beef when they were at home. Denny apologized to Shannon, but Shannon deleted the DM on site and did not read it all. But she accepts Jenny's apology now, and she doesn't want old drama to hurt her chances of finding love. And they have bestie vibes only. And I'm going to tell you all right now, in case you don't recognize this, these two women hate each other's guts so much. They can't stand Absolutely. Each other. They do not fuck with each other. They do not have bestie vibes. No, absolutely not.
Can we talk about the drama?
What's the actual drama?
Scal, you know it?
Allegedly.
Ooh.
Allegedly, Shannon was talking to, hanging out with, hooking up with, dating one Dave Portnoy, the founder of Barstool Sports, again, allegedly, and that Shannon had some friends, including Jenny, out with them. Jenny may have posted pictures to social media. Someone who has a podcast, Mr. Portnoy, allegedly may have complained and badmouthed these girls very much, and it caused a giant falling out between the two. At least that is, again, allegedly, according to all of the gossip sites online.
That's what I read.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised that they're like both his type.
Kind of oh okay. Yeah. Oh, that is not surprising. No.
No.
But it's but gross.
That was funny though. Bestie vibes only. Yo, I found a man. You found a man. I'm not bestie. I'm literally. I can't even know.
Oh my god, girl. Bestie vibes only. No, they hate each other. They hate each other so much. Mm-hmm. It's very clear. Very mm-hmm. clear, but they're pretending.
For now,
Cinco decides to take a shot from half court and tell Cash that he's into her. He wants her to be happy, but he wants to be the one to make her happy. And he'll take her cue. If she wants him to leave her alone, he'll leave her alone. Which, like, to Cash, tell him to leave you alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, oh, my feelings are still there, but like, I know Charlie would never hurt me, but like. And it's like, yeah, well, Cinco already has hurt you. So like, stop it.
This reeks of Cash talking herself into choosing Charlie. just the like, he would never hurt me. He's such a good guy. How could I hurt his feelings? It's like she so badly does not want to be with Charlie in this moment and just like jump back to Cinco from at least the impression that I'm getting with those type of words. And unfortunately, it does not seem ideal. So far, she has stuck it out with Charlie, but I don't feel like she's genuinely conflicted here based on how she's talking about it.
Mm-hmm. She knows what, like, when Olivia and Trina were sending in the thing, they're like, her head wants, you know, one thing, but her heart wants another. And I completely agree with that. And you're going to try to convince yourself because you know how it can look and how it can, like, this dude already played me. I'm going back to him. And I'm friends with this girl that he got played, like he also played. And how is that just going to look? So I think that's a lot of also what's in her mind as well.
100%.
Feel for her.
Yeah. And the episode basically ends with Cash talking to Olivia about like, oh, maybe I want to pursue Cinco. Like, is it Cinco? Is it Charlie? It's annoying is what it is.
But. Yeah, they do very shadily include some foreshadowing where I just write like bedtime. Josh and Shannon are they're doing something. Something's going on here.
They're having some intimate moments in their alone time. And how dare you bring that up, Ryan Scally? That's not part of the discussion. That is
Scally,
irrelevant.
Shut your mouth, Scally.
Yeah, shut your mouth. It's just childish.
So yeah, definitely necessary to throw in the episode once here.
Yes. Okay, so then the Friday episode,
which I think was a very fun episode, and I kind of liked everyone tonight.
Me too.
It was a good episode. Yeah. I'll agree with
didn't
that.
Like everyone, but I thought I liked everyone.
Thank you. Yeah, Scally and I are on the same page.
Did not like everyone.
So we get more Trina crying about Cinco. Shannon being mad at Cinco. I don't know, more of that drama that I don't care about. We get a scene of Leslie talking about how if she had to pick one way to die, it'd be suffocation by Jenny's boobs. And then she does like a photo shoot.
Which even the music that they were playing was so funny. And I, and you know, all the guys were staying right there and she was, you know, making some, which I thought were very funny remarks, but you know, they can be perceived as inappropriate and very vulgar. But I'm like, when did this house become a bunch of people who don't, you know, shoot the shit in a very like sexual manner? Mm-hmm. This is Love Island for goodness sake. And I, even though I don't really necessarily rock, sorry, I did say I liked everyone. I don't really care for these two. I just don't care. It's just like, they're not really doing anything for me. I was like, I thought this whole segment was funny. Like the pictures, do you want your toes in it? Yeah, whatever. People just like me for my hair anyway. I just thought it was so funny.
Group of Islanders has never come off older to me. There's like, they're just like into social media and they're just so raunchy. Like, okay, boomers, calm down.
And Josh is like, oh, all they care about is social media. Yeah, because nobody else in the villa cares about social media. Okay, Josh. Yeah, okay. Shut up.
I was like, guys, you are 4 years older than these other girls. Like, stop pretending like this is not exactly what you do all the time. And I understand you're all coupled up by now, but when you were here in the first day, like, I'm sorry, I love Giovanni, but it's not like he wasn't talking about like sucking toes and swinger parties and everything else, and no one had a problem with it. And I'm sure they all participated in those same conversations, but because Josh and Shannon are coupled up, now no one can talk about it.
So I think the issue is Shannon and Jenny hate each other, and Josh is trying to get people against Jenny because that will make Shannon happy with him. That's what I think it all boils down to. But it's so stupid. And they keep it. Oh, they're so raunchy. What's raunchy happening? This is CBS at 9 p.m. Stop it. It's not raunchy.
Seriously. And like the scene that was like, oh, you're like, you should be annoyed by them. Like they're taking pictures of each other as if this is not what any normal like millennial Gen Z kid does. Like I'm by a waterfall. Take a picture of me. I'm by the pool. Mm-hmm. I'm on Love Island. I found a mirror abandoned in the middle of the forest. Take a picture of me.
How dare you?
I actually found a mirror that was like stuck to a tree the other day. And I thought of Jacob Jones.
Literally, that was me. I literally saw that mirror as I was in the
store
and dressed very perfectly for it. And I was like, why not snap a picture?
Okay. Anyways, moving on. So
I am Gen Z, by the way. So.
Anyway, cool. So Jenny and Leslie are feeling like nobody is really talking to them. Jenny feels like she's in Florida's shadow. They really want to know what Jeremy is saying to other people, but like Leslie's like, well, he's not going to talk to me. And Jenny says that she's into Charlie and thinks Charlie likes her better than he likes Cash, which we've seen them never interact once, but okay. Mm-mm.
She says the look, like when they're around each other, you know, she just gets those like.
Yeah, this is when Olivia thought Will was sending her signals. Like, it's all made up. Stop it.
Wait, do y'all not think that Will was sending her signals?
No.
No.
Stop it, Jacob. Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. So then, yeah, there's more talk. Josh is like mad about Jenny because it's so raunchy and the social media. And then Trina and Cash talk again about how Trina doesn't want to be with Cinco. Trina says that Charlie needs a pep talk because he's acting too complacent. I don't know.
Which this confuses me because anytime that Trina and Cash have these kind of conversations, Cash is like, you don't deserve for him to treat you like this. Like, you don't deserve, like, you need somebody better. When Cash is kind of fiending for the same person, and it just like it confuses me, like oh, you don't deserve, well, you know, Trina doesn't, you know, deserve, you know, X, Y, and Z, but neither do you, but you're still pursuing them. So it's oftentimes so weird to me, even though, you know, I do kind of want them to be together.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's just funny to be like, you deserve so much better for him. I was pursuing him 6 hours ago, but you deserve better.
It's like, you deserve better, but I don't. Like, you know, based on what you are saying to Trina, that you also deserve better. You know, but whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. We get the game, which is Smooch, Marry, Pie. Okay, it was very fun, but I don't feel like we need to go into every single thing that happened. Cinco got pied a lot, as he should have.
Five times, was it?
I believe it was Cinco.
I love that Shannon just grabs a second pie. Like, I deserve two of these.
Honestly, iconic. Will did deserve to be pied, and so did Cinco. Yes.
Fair.
Why did Will get to duck? Nobody else got to duck.
I was so annoyed at that.
Yeah, I always hate that. And what I found, like, the overall thing I found interesting is I feel like on the UK, often they will, you know, smooch the person they're coupled up with or in a relationship with, and then marry, like, oh, you're my best friend, because they don't want their partners kissing someone else. But meanwhile, these people are like, let me take an opportunity to get my tongue as far down someone else's throat as I can and have an excuse to do it.
Literally.
Do y'all like the zoom ins to the kiss?
No, I don't like that because all I can think about is when Cachet was sucking on that tongue in that horrible way.
Oh, that was so hot.
No!
Wait, she was kissing Charlie, like the tongue clip. I am a tongue guy. Like, I whip my tongue around. And so I like just zoom in. You can like learn a few things. You know what I mean? You can like really learn a few things. And even when they zoomed in on the Will and Flocus, I was like, oh my God, it's kind of like got me.
Aspire for better coaches.
Jacob, I am begging you to shut up. There's a time and a place for tongue and a kiss, but what Cachet was doing to his tongue was not it. Absolutely not, Jacob. Anyways, I wish you and Taryn every happiness.
You just need somebody to do it to you one time.
No way. Absolutely not. If someone starts sucking on my tongue, I'm calling the police.
Make sure you brush it good before you do that. But yeah.
My big thing here is Shannon getting mad at Leslie over kissing Josh, as if Josh didn't, like, again, take every opportunity he could to make out with Leslie and every other new girl in the challenges. It's like, he could have not done it, but you're mad at Leslie, not Josh. She owes you nothing. You've known her for 3 days.
But Josh sees that she's growing in that, though, Scally.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you for not getting mad at the thing that you told me not to do. But I didn't listen. I continued to do it. But now you don't get mad about it. And I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you for acknowledging my growth. I really appreciate it.
Oh, disgusting.
I've grown so much in that I still do exactly what you yelled at me for, but you've actually also grown because you don't get mad about it anymore, even though I'm still doing exactly what you told me not to.
I loved how Leslie afterwards is like, Shannon, sorry, I wasn't trying to disrespect you, but I just think it's so attractive how into huge Josh is. I had to kiss him. I wasn't trying to disrespect you.
I do hear that a lot, though,
you,
in the world.
But...
yeah, that's a thing. When someone has a significant other, they become more attractive.
Yeah, or it's like, oh, the love that you're showing for like that person, I want you to show for me. It's very like hot and like, you know?
Okay. Cash also talks about how she feels like the boys are pushing her towards Cinco. Then I feel we already talked about the Will and Kira talk where they're like, why is Shannon so mad?
I hope they don't win. I really do. I don't think they'll win.
No, I think I think Shannon and Josh are going to win.
I'm not sure anymore, but we'll see.
No, I still think they will. I think they've had just enough drama to like be on the show that they can just like really ramp it up at the end, but it doesn't matter. Charlie has to ask Cash what happened with Cinco because Cash didn't tell him.
Oh, three. You mean that one? I thought I told you three episodes ago.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Yeah. So not good.
No.
You know, out of sight, out of mind. You know, it's so many things that can possibly be happening in Villa that you just like forget. You forget certain things. You know?
It's just she has had this conversation with every single other Islander. Like she and Jenny had a heart to heart, I'm sure, about like her feelings towards Cinco, but not Charlie. Charlie last to find out again.
Not
red
cool.
Flag.
Not cool. Olivia and Corey are still themselves. Cinco and Leslie have a little chat because Cinco's like, I don't know what I did wrong. Well, Cinco, you need to figure that out because it's pretty obvious and you've been directly told many times what you've done wrong.
True. I don't know why he went to Leslie, though. Like, go to like Olivia.
Because they have physical chemistry.
Connection.
Yeah.
And she's slow playing this. She's like, you know, I just think they're so mad because, like, you're right. He's like, I am right.
Leslie is like the one person that I think anyone in the villa could pull and be like, this is how I feel. And she would just totally validate their feelings, even if it's completely ridiculous. Like, that's just what she does. That's why
and
he picked
like her.
For
it.
That's why he picked
you
her.
Do?
I like Leslie. Yes. She's great.
Thank you. First of all, she's entertaining.
Y'all think so?
Yeah.
I think so.
She's entertaining. Okay. She's absolutely stunning. Voices. And
don't talk to me about choices when you picked Olivia.
Yeah.
Choices.
Shut up, Jacob. Yeah, choices. At you, Jacob. Look at your life. Look at your choices.
You're right.
Exactly.
I'll give it to you.
Charlie and Jenny talk because Jenny's like, ooh, I'm into you. And Charlie's like, yeah, I don't really want to juggle two people. Because, like, honestly, adding another person is the last thing all of this needs unless he's just, like, cutting himself off and removing himself from the cash of it all.
He's the vibe I got.
He's cool. Yeah.
I kind of feel like he is starting to see the writing on the wall a little bit. And, like, don't go anywhere. I can't start anything. But if this goes poorly, I'm making the clean break with you.
Yeah.
Type thing.
Like, they could be each other's, like, life floaty.
Exactly.
Lifelines, yeah.
Josh and Shannon talk about going on a honeymoon. And I'm like, I get out of here. This is where they also talk about the growth, where she doesn't get mad when he does wrong things now.
Makes out with other girls and challenges when she told him not to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. And then Kira and Trina have like cute friendship moments, but like
I felt bad for Trina because the first thought in my mind when they came to that challenge was like, oh, no one better pie Trina in the face. Leave her alone. She is not ready for a pie. Mm-hmm. But I didn't click how no one also chose to marry or kiss Trina. And I think it probably came down at least partially to the mood that she was very obviously in. But don't know that it would have been that much different had she been in a great mood either. I feel like she really locked in on Cinco, and I don't know much about her other relationships in the villa, unfortunately. I'm sure they're there, but as of what we know right now, it we've seen a lot more of like the other groupings of friends. And so yeah. I felt bad for her here.
100%. Okay. So then it's the party at the end. They cheers. And then instantly when the cheers is over, Jenny and Leslie have decided it is time to speak their minds. This is the appropriate moment to get in a fight.
Yes, do it.
Yeah. So Leslie's like, I want to talk for myself here. Like, I barely know Jenny. I met her 2 days ago. Yeah, I talk about social media, but it's my job. Like, what do you like? What's going on here? Why are people upset? And Will is like, no one wants drama. Like, why are you causing drama? And Josh is like, no. It's not about social media. It's about raunchiness, because I guess Josh is 87 years old. And Jenny, freaking from the top rope, says, okay, so we're raunchy, but like, don't you and Shannon literally have sex in front of everyone else every night and everyone's okay with that, but like, what we say is not okay? And I mean, did she lie?
Jenny locked in my vote with that.
Really?
Yes, locked it in, because like, I love drama, I love mess. Thank God for these new Islanders willing to mix it up. I just feel like everyone is so comfortable in this villa. And like, Charlie is a quieter personality, like him. But like, I feel like if other people had been like talking crap about each other, not that they really even would have out of the OGs, but it would have been like a quiet thing. It wouldn't have been even maybe aired out, and then that's it. Yeah. But like, Leslie and Jenny, they're going to confront it. And I appreciate that.
Whose team, like, whose side were y'all on in this? Like, the Josh and the Shannon side?
Jenny and Leslie. Josh and everyone else are being absolutely ridiculous. The concept that, A, none of them care about social media, and B, all of them are suddenly, like, Victorian-era Puritans. Get out of here. And Jenny did what she had to do, okay?
But then walk away and start crying. Oh yeah, she really did what she had to do.
She didn't do what she thought she did. Leslie kept going, but for me, I am on Jenny and Leslie's side in terms of like the content. They're like that. The argument is over. I don't feel that bad for them. That people that they met 2 days ago are saying they're annoying. Like, I'm sorry, people do that. Like, it's not going to be the most comfortable situation for you to walk in when people have been here for 3.5 weeks and you've known them for 2 days. Mm-hmm. You're going to feel a little bit on the outside. It's not ideal, but it happens. So I am not like, how dare they speak about them at all? Like, no, a little shit talking is going to happen. but then I also don't think Jenny was that out of line. Also, what is Jenny, 22? Like, I would throw low blows at 22. This was not that low.
You know,
I don't think Jenny was out of line at all, but I also don't think Shannon overreacted in this or like said anything absurd. Yeah.
No, wait a second.
Don't talk to her like that.
Wait. I'm sorry. You don't think it's absurd that Shannon is upset that what she does on national television is getting brought up like it's some sort of private thing? For her to be like, don't bring up what I do in my private time is insane. You are on TV.
I do not. So it's something different when you don't talk, when something's not like talked about in the group, even though Cass did make a joke about like, oh, y'all are always tired because y'all bang and like, people laugh. But I think it's so different for you to bring it up, especially in that environment where it's already kind of tense, just to take a shot at me. And so I don't think Shannon blew it. Like, I would have been, if someone would have said that to me, I would have came back with some pressure too, like Shannon did. I would have been like, hold on, shut your mouth. Don't try to throw me under the bus because we think you're X, Y, and Z. And so I was not like, oh, Shannon, you're talking like you're disrespecting her, you're doing all this rah-rah. I was like, you know, Shannon, give it back to her. She's coming with that energy. She's coming with that pressure. Bring it to her. And I thought Genevieve was going to bring it back, but now she crumbled under pressure. Simple as that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like I used to argue like Jenny, where I would throw a low blow that didn't have anything to do with the conversation. And so I'm like, I'm not going to judge you that much because it's fine.
But I don't think that this was irrelevant because it was about raunchiness.
I don't think it was irrelevant.
I feel like it kind of like it's not a part of the current argument. Like, you could have a separate conversation on like if that's an issue. But I feel like also stand on your own legs of this is fine. Mm-hmm.
I was just like, if you're going to start that, you should end it and like, don't like run away. And so I don't think Shannon, gotcha. People were in the villa were like, yo, you can't, you need to calm down. And she's like, I'm just expressing myself. Like this girl came at Shannon. Shannon has every right to be defensive and to come back with that same type of energy, even louder mm-hmm. at this, you know, poor baby. And so I was here for it. And I thought Genevieve was going to bark back, but nah, she ran away. And so yeah. I'm like, yo, you wanted to start some shit and you got your ass, you know, rah, rah. And you ran. And I'm like, nah, stick around, sweetie.
Yeah, I wish that she had stuck around for sure. I did like, so Jeremy did follow her back. And I love how Jenny's like, I thought you were going to have my back. And he's like, yeah, I did. No, you didn't. Jeremy, no. You did nothing. Like, shut up.
And this is where Jeremy gaslights people, where he's like, I did have your back. It's like, no, you also were like, oh my God, have you heard when they're talking about? So it's like, no, Jeremy was throwing jokes around too, which again, I don't have the biggest problem with in the world, but I don't like the like lying straight out about it.
Jeremy does is lie to women's faces.
I like that he came to follow to console her. Obviously, it was not perfect, but it was not great.
I thought it was a hilarious way to end the episode.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I also love Josh being like, we're welcoming. And no, you're not. Stop that. Stop lying again. To us. We're watching the show.
Again, I am sure that this was a very similar vibe at the beginning of the villa, and now they've all settled into being mm-hmm. boring people on the show, and they're upset that someone's disturbing that.
Yeah, literally. But that's where the episode ends, and it was a half hour public vote after the episode. You vote for your favorite girl and your favorite boy. I can't vote yet because it's not 10 on the West Coast yet, but that's
who do you think you're voting for?
I think I would vote for who's my favorite man? I don't know which man to vote for.
And woman?
You know what? I'll join you in throwing Jenny a vote after that.
Okay. So here's what? Where I have the issue. It is a vote to save the individual islander of each gender, which it can be fine, except right after Casa Amor. I know that you may not have wanted Olivia to be off on her own and single and not eligible for this vote, but guess what? The people that are going to have the fewest votes are the newest people on the show, which mm-hmm. are the three people from Casa Amor, which means they're going to go 1, 2, 3 out the door. And I'm going to be stuck with the same OGs yes. that I have had from episode one on this stupid show.
Yes,
and
which
you
is,
have done nothing to do
this
it.
This is all they so do. Annoyed. Every vote, every elimination comes at the worst possible time. It's like they're trying to hurt us. It's like they don't care at all about us. And I'm starting to get really hurt by it.
So I voted for Charlie and Jenny because maybe skip ahead because I'm going to speculate a little bit based on something on the app for a couple minutes. But I don't know if you want to. I don't know if people are like this spoiler averse with Love Island. Again, I don't know anything. I am inferring something from the app. But in the vote, Leslie is quote unquote ineligible from the vote.
Mm. What the fuck does that mean?
Did Leslie leave the villa?
Did Leslie leave the villa? That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, good for her.
Like on Twitter.
That's what I have to imagine at this point, that she's not eligible for the vote. Where is she? Like, I was like, I feel like Leslie's going to be more popular. So maybe I should throw Jenny my vote, but I really want Leslie to stay. And I feel like she has a better chance of being safe. Well, guess what? She's not there for me to vote for. So I'm voting for the two new people in hopes that they stick around to create a little more drama. And some of these old hats have to actually vote each other out for once.
Please.
So do you want to know who I voted for?
We already know.
Before Jacob says this, I would just like to put a trigger warning out for bad opinions.
Okay. But also, I did not vote for my favorite people in the villa.
Me neither.
I feel as though my favorite people are already safe. Like speaking about the women. So I my favorites are, you know, Cash, of course, and then Shannon. Those are my favorite. I feel like they're already safe. And I really love Olivia. Like, I really like Olivia and I want her to be safe. And so I was like, let me throw her a vote. And then Cinco, I think Cash and Cinco are going to be together. I think they genuinely like each other. Cinco effed up in the past, made all these dumbass decisions, was indecisive, X, Y, and Z. But I think he definitely cares about her, and I think he, you know, wants to show that. And I think they definitely should be together. I don't think she should be with Charlie. Boo-hoo. I'm like, cool dude, chill dude, but nah, it ain't it, shoddy. And so I voted for Olivia because I like Olivia, and then Cinco because I think he's... Well, do y'all think Cinco's going to be on the bottom boats? I hope so,
and I hope he goes home.
I was thinking that he was because of, like, the villain edit, but I feel like he will be safe by, like, if they pick him, you know, like, come back in.
Because any vote, the Islanders are just going to protect who they've known the longest. It's what they did before. It's what they'll do again, and I will never forgive them for it.
Yeah. I was happy with them keeping
the movie. Get out of here.
We might lose some of the OGs, but just by sheer number of people that are going to be able to stay, I assume. So, yeah, we will lose some OGs, but I feel like we're definitely losing all of the new people.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so annoying.
Well, but don't worry. They're going to bring in 3 more women anyways. So,
but what if
they're like, also going to just go home?
What if, first of all, Cash is actually going to choose Charlie, which I don't believe, or like any person found someone in Casa Amor that they're into it. Oh, they're home. Too bad. Sorry.
Literally. Doesn't matter. It's so
like,
stupid.
Why do it? Why bring in these new people and then don't make them like they should, if anything, be like they're the newest people here. They're ineligible for the vote, or have them as couples. So guess what? The worst couple goes home. So a new person and one of, you know, the OGs go home at the same time. Like, I don't understand because they're not going to find anyone new.
I thought when they mentioned like America, you have your vote, I thought it was going to be like a public opinion. Like, you know how last season they gave like people tweets or I think we submitted stuff in or whatever. And they read those about the how like the castaways or whatever they're called. The villainmates, or I don't know the correct term.
Islanders.
But I thought it was going to be Islanders. Yes. Love Island, of course. I thought it was going to be something like that, which I would have enjoyed a lot better. Like giving same everyone same. Like, who do you think is X, Y, and Z? Vote for this person. So I wish it was more like that because the public voting. Last time I did want Giovanni to stay and it didn't work out. And so I don't know what they're doing.
You could have just swapped which two votes you did between last time and this time. Last time, have people vote for individual Islanders.
Yeah.
And this time, have people vote for couples.
Yes, the individual Islanders would work so much better last time.
You know what I mean?
Way better, but they didn't because they suck. And guess what? Spoiler alert, we're going to be upset on Tuesday when we talk about Love Island again.
I'm not, but hey,
I can only pray that you'll be upset.
I know. Right? Oh my God.
I think that's it. I think we've come to the end.
I have, as usual, just a few points from Laid Bare, please. The online exclusive. I know Jacob says that he watches the Paramount Plus content. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you watched the Laid Bare episode?
No, I have not.
Let me ask, which Islander do you guys think asked if the sun rises in Minnesota or not?
Jeremy.
Kira.
It was Corey again.
I forgot that he was a real dumbass last time too.
Yeah, Corey just doesn't know things. Yeah.
Jacob, don't laugh at him. You thought Australia.
That's me. That's why I'm laughing. I'm laughing because that was literally me at the beginning of this.
Okay. Yeah. Just not ideal. There's not a ton more to give context. Remember when the new girls wiped off Kira's message on the mirror, but there was still the kiss mark next to it that they didn't wipe off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was Isabel's kiss that Will kissed, not Kira's. So that was fine.
That's funny.
Jeremy does not know which movie Bend and Snap is from, so I figured Kirsten.
But you know what's extra funny about that? Jeremy has a whole Instagram of movie quotes and movie scenes
that he curates. He's the movie guy.
It has like 200 followers. It's from Legally Blonde, Jacob. It's like you don't even know me.
Yes, 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 yes. It is. Okay, I do remember this now. I do remember.
Bend and snap.
I do remember it.
Yeah. And then one Islander talked about needing to almost definitely be in an open relationship or swinger situation in the future. That would be Leslie, but don't know if, again, she'll be here to even explore that any further.
Good for her.
And Leslie did drop on the guys in the villa. Guess what? Willa and Kira might know each other.
Oh, she did it.
Iconic. Iconic.
So again, she's stirring up drama. The boys think it's shady. Okay. Why did they not tell us? Is this true? So I don't know if it'll become a thing on the main show, but it's out there now.
I love that.
The fact that the producers included that, I feel like.
Wake up, sheeple. Something.
But also, like, confirmation that Will and Kira either did not recognize each other, didn't think it was important enough to talk about, or are actively hiding it. Like, one of those three is true.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh. So yeah, that's all I have. But okay, you know, it was not as fun as usual.
You don't have any like music for this segue, like Scally's Lay Bear.
Okay, so we'll have to cut that and play that next time.
Yeah. Okay. perfect. Incredible. Okay. Jacob, thank you so much for taking time on this Friday night to talk to us about Love Island.
Of course. It's like I've been loving this show and I've been loving this season. I didn't love season one. I thought season one was pure trash and so boring. But season two and three, I feel like have been I feel like season two and three have been delivering. And I just get excited to hear y'all stuff. Cause I hear y'all tweet about it and I tweet about it as well. And so it's just fun, you know?
Oh, amazing. And Jacob,
would y'all ever go on Love Island?
Absolutely not.
Would you?
I don't do dating shows.
No.
I wouldn't. I don't really like the date. I like to watch. Love Island is the only dating show that I watch, TBH. Okay. But I don't really love the dating show, so I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
But what if you found love?
I do love some tongue action. What?
What if you found love?
I'm 24, so I think I have plenty of time to find that.
Tell that to all of the Islanders that are crying about not finding it, including 21-year-old Isabel, who looked like she was going to pass out from crying when she didn't get picked.
So upset. And I was like, girl, why did your mom like sign your permission slip to let you go on this field trip? Like, you should have never been allowed.
Have y'all ever been in love?
Is this a standard podcast question for you now?
Well, since we started talking about, have you ever been in love?
Jacob, no. I was in like a 7-year relationship, so.
Oh, so hell yeah, you have. Damn.
Well, there you go.
What about you, Jacob? You've never been in love?
No, I've never been in love.
Okay. No, Jacob, if people are looking to find you, hear more from you, where can they find you?
If you're looking to love me, you can find me at JacobJ_Jones. I mostly, tweet. I'm kind of active on Instagram. I post like my face every now and then, TBH, but
find me out there.
I posted this really cute one of me today. Did y'all see it?
I haven't really
been
on Instagram, Jay. Here, you'll get my live reaction to Jacob's newest Instagram.
I think you saw it because I think I saw you saw it.
Oh, on your story?
Yeah, my story.
Oh, yeah, you did look cute in your story today. I thought you meant a main feed post.
No. Just a little subtle, look to make, keep the timeline wet.
Yeah, you can't move the mirror selfie in the woods down the
has to stay at the top of the grid. Okay, yeah, everyone go follow Jacob Jones. He's had quite a week of podcasts as well. I believe he was just on the Wrestling Wrap Up. He's been on the BB coverage. Go follow Jacob.
I have a Potomac, Real Housewives of Potomac one coming up.
Ooh.
That'd be exciting. Yeah, iconic. It's going to be pretty cool. It's on Purple Pants with Bryce. I'm doing it, I believe, with him and Jatia, actually, which will be super fun.
Ooh.
That's on Sunday. Yeah,
keep an eye out for that as well. And Scally, where can people find you?
People can, as always, find me on Twitter at Brian_Scally, where I'll talk about anything that I'm doing.
Iconic. And if people enjoyed this podcast, love our podcast, please leave us 5-star reviews on iTunes. It is our love language. It is required. Beanie Duchess is our most recent 5-star review. And so if you have not left one yet, please do so. It's still at the URL, robiswebsite.com/temptationisland, because I guess nobody listens to me, but it's fine. go there, and that's where you'll find us. It is the Love Island feed. Please leave us a 5-star review. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. There will be some Among Us this weekend, so that'll be really fun. As well, this weekend I will be talking with Great Jenny Autumn about F-Boy Island. The first 3 episodes dropped, and it's going to be fun. So check that out. And we will be back on Tuesday to talk about the next few hours of Love Island USA. So we'll see you next time.
Love Island, baby, let me meet you by the pool.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.